Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day.
One more time.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. You more each day. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh, I will bless your name. Yesterday, forever the same. Jesus, I love you more each day.
From the rising of the sun, help me, children.
From the rising. From the rising of
to the going down of the same.
time when you have no more words to say. Oh,
oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, I love you more. Love you more. Oh, Jesus. Cause your mercies are new every morning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. It is Friday night, which means it's time to pray. It's time for prayer. If you're on the phone line and you need a prayer, thank you so much for joining us on tonight. If you're online listening and you know you need prayer, you still have time to get on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. The song that I played for tonight to open us up in prayer was Jesus, I Love You by Bashir Hilliard featuring Apostle Ivy Hilliard. Again, if you need prayer, the number is 347-426-3782. This is Prophetess Stacy, and I will be leading you in prayer on tonight. I'm going to pray what the Lord put in my spirit for tonight, after which I'm going to come back and open the phone line. So, once again, you still have time, 347-426-3782. With that said, let's begin for tonight.
Tonight, in prayer, I would like to use for a foundation Mark chapter 4, verses 37 and 38 from the New King James. That's Mark chapter 4. Verses 37 to 38, New King James. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Tonight I came to pray for those of you that are in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a situation, and you feel like God doesn't care. You feel like Jesus doesn't care. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for tonight, another opportunity, God, to pray your people through, Lord God. I ask that you look upon the ones in the Bahamas, Lord God. I ask that you show them that you do care, Lord God. Let assistance get to them, Lord God, that they may make a full recovery, Lord God. Everything that has went forth to assist them, Lord God, let it reach them, Lord God. Every organization, Lord God, that has pledged their hand to help, Lord God, let them honor their vow, Lord God, and be able to get to those that are truly in need, Lord God. Rescue the Bahamas, Lord God. Thank you for totally recovering the Bahamas, Lord God. Everybody affected by Dorian, Lord God, thank you for recovering them, Lord God. Everything that was lost in the storm, Lord God, I declare that it will be restored. Hear me, somebody. Everything that was lost in the storm, it shall be recovered. I thank you, Lord God, for giving them bigger and better and greater, Lord God, for rebuilding the islands, Lord God. Look upon every area that was affected, Lord God. Look upon the people, Lord God. Do not let them lose heart, Lord God. Show them that you care, that you care, that you care, Lord God. Show them in a way, Lord God, that's tangible, Lord God. Let them see the finances coming in, Lord God, that they need, Lord God. Let somebody see the food coming in. everything that they need, Lord God, that they may be able to sustain themselves, Lord God, throughout this season, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will not let Doreen or any other thing, Lord God, defeat you. Your name is above Doreen, Lord God. Therefore, we call in on your power tonight, Lord God, to restore, to rebuild, to recover your people, Lord God. Do not let them sit around feeling discouraged that you do not care. But let SOS come in a divine way. Let help come in a divine way. Let angels see the SOS sign and respond to them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let supernatural things begin to happen in their favor, Lord God. Everything that they lost, everything that they thought they lost, Lord God, let it come back to them in this season, Lord God. Not only those that were affected by the storm in the Bahamas, Lord God, but look up on everybody in whatever kind of storm that they're in, Lord God, and bring total restoration to them. Somebody's totally discouraged, Lord God. Somebody is depressed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But I ask that you look up on them tonight, Lord God, right here on Faith on the Line. Everybody under the sound of my voice that's battling depression, battling discouragement in this season, Lord God, I ask that you look up on them and let them know that there is no name, not Dorian, not depression, not discouragement or whatever that can defeat you, that your power is greater and that you're going to bring total restoration in their mind, that you're going to give them their mind back. Somebody not only needs peace on the island, peace in the Bahamas, but they need peace in their mind. Look up on their mind, Lord God. Look up on the family issues and the family troubles that they're having, Lord God, and recover them, strengthen them, bless them like never before, Lord God. Bring divine intervention, Lord God. The windstorm arose, whatever it was, it arose, and it filled the situation. And they were asleep, and they got woken up, and they were in fear, and it caused them to talk crazy. It caused them to talk crazy and to just panic and to start doubting their God. But I ask that you look upon them tonight, Lord God. Look upon everybody that has had some doubt because of what they're going through in the Bahamas, because of what they're going through in Puerto Rico, because of what they're going through in the United States, Lord God. They've had some doubt. But look upon them tonight, Lord God, and totally restore their confidence in you. Let them know that you are a God that still says, peace be still to the storm, that you are a God that and still control the storm and break and bring great calm. I ask you tonight, Lord God, to bring great calm to whatever the situation is. We decree and declare tonight that great calm will come about. God, in the name of Jesus, hear me. Great calm will come about. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope, God. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that you're touching the hearts of millionaires, that you're touching the hearts of ordinary people, that you're touching the heart of every Christian, Lord God, every wannabe Christian, every good person, Lord God, to do what they can do financially, Lord God, physically, Lord God, even spiritually, Lord God. I'm calling on every prayer warrior. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayer spirit that you put up on us, Lord God, to intercede for our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, that they shall recover all, God, because your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be right there in the midst, God. And we're gathering tonight, Lord God, calling upon you, God, asking you, God, to do what nobody else can do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even though they went through what they went through, God, it's not over. Somebody, it's not over. It seems like it's over because the situation is overwhelming. But I ask that you look upon every mother and every baby, every father and every child, every situation, every house that seems to be underwater, Lord God. I thank you, God, that you look upon their situation and cause them to have an even better house, Lord God. Look on the memories that were lost, God, the things that they can't replace, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, that you give them a memory in their head, Lord God, that will never fade, Lord God. Every memory that they lost and went underwater, Lord God, recall it to their memory, Lord God, that they may always remember the situation. They may not have pictures of it no more, God, but let them remember. Don't let them lose their memory, Lord God, because of stress. I come against stress in somebody's mind, against somebody's head, that they will not lose their precious memories, because I know what scripture do. Scripture makes you forget the things that you know. But I'm calling on you tonight, Lord God, to bring back to their remembrance, God, every beautiful memory that they had with their families in that house that is now lost, Lord God. I thank you that the memories shall be recovered in their mind, Lord God. Even let them get in contact with people that got gifts like artists, Lord God. Let artists get in contact with them that they may be able to draw out their memories, Lord God, and give it back to them in the form of artwork, Lord God. Because somebody had baby pictures that are now underwater, Lord God. Help them to be able to describe what their baby looked like as a child, Lord God. That somebody may be able to draw exactly what's in their head, because that type of thing is precious, Lord God. I'm asking that you recover everything tonight, Lord God. Things that people have not even thought about, God, that they lost, Lord God. I thank you that you're bringing it all to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody sick and stranded, Lord God, doing this situation, Lord God, I thank you that you look up on the sick, that's stranded, the elderly, Lord God, that may be stranded, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and you get them to the care that they need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We claim that there will not be any more deaths, any more loss, any more displaced people, Lord God. Look upon students that were displaced, Lord God. Thank you for the assistance that's coming their way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory for moving in this time, Lord God, and showing your power. The enemy thought he had you defeated, but this is your time. This is your great time, your great hour to show your power, Lord God. We thank you for doing so. Yes, it may look like your people are perishing, that your beautiful people of the Bahamas are perishing, but the devil is a liar. They are not perishing. They are recouping in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the recouping spirit that you put on them. They will bounce back. They will come back stronger than before, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're with them. You're with them even though they may not feel like it, may not feel like you care. But then this season, you're going to show them that you care in a mighty way. Somebody, this is going to be their blessed season. It don't even look like it right now, but it's going to be their blessed season. They're going to get back everything that they ever wanted and more. This is a season to give people their desires. And I thank you, Lord God, for giving desires back. Even in the midst of a storm, you're handing out desires. Whatever's in their heart right now, Lord God, that they can see themselves with, that they don't have no more, Lord God. I thank you for replacing it, Lord God. Even the simplest of things, Lord God. Replace toys to children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Replace toys to children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring wedding rings, Lord God, and wedding bands, Lord God, wedding albums, Lord God. All these precious things that were lost in the storm, Lord God. We have even thank you for restoring marriages in somebody else's storm, Lord God. Whatever kind of storm that they find themselves in this season, Lord God, we thank you for restoring them in the midst of that season. Somebody, you will not lose your marriage through what you're going through. It will not be the end of your marriage. It will not be the destruction of your marriage. Yes, it may look like your marriage is drowning, that your marriage is at the end. But when your marriage is at the end, God is just at the beginning. Because he said in his word that what he put together, let no man put asunder. And if God put your marriage together, if he truly put your marriage together, do not worry, do not fear. Peace be still to your marriage, because your marriage shall recover. So that storm might as well be still. We rebuke winds on tonight from blowing against somebody's finances. We rebuke the winds tonight from blowing against somebody's health. We rebuke winds tonight from blowing and causing somebody to fear. You shall not fear. Peace is still available. Closure is still available. Recovery is still available. Finances is still available. Your marriage is still available. And no, you're not available. Although you may feel like nobody cares about you, not even God, he's going to show you. He's going to show you through all of this that he is still God. Dorian didn't take you out. He took some things from you, but he didn't take you all the way out, because there's still purpose for your life. Somebody, there's still purpose for your life. And God, in this season, he's going to teach you. He's going to show you how to get to your purpose, and you shall, like David, you shall recover all. You shall recover all. Bahamas, you shall recover all. Puerto Rico, you shall recover all. United States, you shall recover all. and anybody anywhere else that's affected by any type of storm. You should recover all in the name of Jesus. That's all I came to say, to decree and declare tonight. I pray you receive it because it is so. In the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines and you desire prayer for something other than what we just prayed about, decreed, and declared about, just go ahead and press one on your phone, and we can defeat that enemy right now. We can defeat that enemy, whatever that enemy's name. We talked about Dorian and talked about how Dorian will not defeat us, will not defeat my sisters and brothers in the Bahamas, but perhaps you have another type of Dorian in your life, another type of storm, another type of hurricane that you're going through in your life, and you need me to come into agreement with you. Now is your time. Just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody that tuned in tonight to be a part of Faith on the Line, whether you're listening on the phone lines or online. But you must be on phone line to receive prayer. But if you're listening online, we thank you still. Thank you, Prophetess Pay, for this opportunity on tonight to say through prayer what thus says the Lord, to pray what he put in my spirit for tonight. I thank you for this opportunity. And while I'm waiting to see if there's any prayer requests live tonight, I'm asking each and every one of you to join me on Monday night. Monday night is a special night, very special night for me. The Lord has blessed me to be in ministry 7 years, full time, 7 years, on Blog Talk Radio and other platforms. So if you enjoy Faith on the Line, if you enjoy Prolific Fire, be with us on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. It's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific to celebrate Prolific Fire Ministry. Will be 7 years old on Monday, September the 9th. The Lord told me to birth that ministry on September the 9th because the ninth month, which is this month, September, is the month of birthing. That's a word for somebody. Everything you lost will be birthed out again. Hear me, everything you lost will be birthed out again. Bahamas, everything you lost will be birthed out again. Puerto Rico and wherever you are, listen to the sound of my voice, everything you lost will be birthed out again. So be sure to join us on Monday night for this special celebration. The word on that night will be worn but not weary. Perhaps many of you feel like that. You feel like you're worn, like you've been used over and over and over again. You've been worn, but you're not weary. Tell God be the glory. You know what the Bible says about not becoming weary? We will reap harvest if we do not become weary. Somebody, there's a harvest still waiting on you. Even after Dorian, there's a harvest still waiting on you, and it's time to receive. Tell God be the glory.
At this time, I'm going to ask the question again. If you need prayer, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Okay, sis, I see you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, General Fire, please. Thank you, sis.
Hello, what'd you say?
I'm asking for general fire for tuning into some situations. So general fire, just, you know, prayer is going to have to leave you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for calling in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister tonight, Lord God. I thank you, God, for intervening, God, in her personal situation, Lord God, that you will get between her and it, Lord God, and cause it to prosper in her favor, Lord God. Give her back the things that, God, that she's fighting against, Lord God, that should be in her favor. Everything that belongs to her that they're trying to keep, that they're trying to snatch from her, Lord God, ask that you give it back to her, Lord God, that she may have everything that she desires in this season, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for restoring her faith in you, Lord God, and encouraging her, Lord God, in this new transition in her life, God. I thank you that you're going to meet her every need, Lord God, in this new place and in in this new season, God, that you're going to do it for her, Lord God, and every enemy coming against her, that enemy shall bow his knee in the name of Jesus. His knee, her knee, it does not matter. Whatever it is, it's going to bow his knee, Lord God, financially, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for it bowing, Lord God, and releasing physically, Lord God. We thank you for it bowing and releasing, God, to give you the glory, God, and give her the things that she needs, Lord God, that anything coming against her that's causing her to worry or cause her to be distracted, Lord God, it shall not be. She shall recover all in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for being there, for meeting her every need, and for making this the best season of her life thus far, in the name of Jesus. Amen. To God be glory.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I want 4 weeks, but I don't want to be all hard and dried out.
Okay. Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight in need of prayer? If so, press one on your phone, and I would be glad to pray with you as well on tonight. If so, let me just add something to what I said earlier. Call in to Prolific Fire by calling the same number that you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. It will be 7 years for me in the ministry, so I would be honored if you would be on the phone lines with us on that particular night. Be online with us on that particular night as well, because I wouldn't be in ministry 7 years without you. God is truly good. He's been good to the ministry, and I just want you to be a part, because this ministry is for him, for you. It's a pleasure to serve you for him, as I always say. Romans 11:36. Go on one more time. Is there anybody on the phone lines in need of prayer? This is your opportunity, your last opportunity for tonight. If you need prayer and you don't get it in tonight, be sure to call Prolific Fire 347-426-3782, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, Monday night. And after the word, that's important, I would be honored to pray with you then as well. Go on once, go on twice, go on three times. Let God be the glory. We out for tonight.